Hello!
Hi!
This is Oprah.
This is Oprah's sister.
Oh!
Nope. That's
Gail?
I don't know.
Okay, this is Anna.
This is Shireen.
And this is episode 22 of Ethnically Ambiguous.
Thank you so much for being here. I love this episode very much. We're going to be talking about and to our mothers.
Yes, and our own personal experiences with our families and the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful episode.
I really, really love my mom, and I love this episode, and I hope you guys love it too.
And my mom is a sassy lady, and you'll hear her really aggressively try and get off the phone with us later.
It's worth listening to.
She shades us, no big.
Okay. Stay tuned!
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
I am my mother.
I am my mother. Today we're going to talk about our moms, everybody. And me and Anna both showed up to the studio with our hair freshly wet from a shower. And our moms would hate that.
Yes or no? It's an old Iranian mother's tale.
And I mean an Arab mother's tale.
It's
as well.
An old Middle Eastern mother's tale is that you never leave your home with your hair wet.
And it's because you'll get sick and die.
But it's a bit of a conundrum because if I blow dry my hair,
yeah,
I will look like I have an afro.
Same here.
And then I will look like I'm culturally appropriating. But I'm not, because my hair isn't built the way...
It's a frizz ball.
Yeah. I'm not here to look like Anne Hathaway pre-makeover in Princess Diaries, okay?
Very good reference.
Yeah.
I related to that look a lot
growing up. That was who I was.
That was who I was.
When I saw that movie, I was like, oh, damn, you really...
I feel targeted. All you can get is
you have to become a princess?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I have no shot.
Yeah.
It's like talking to my parents like, so we got a relative?
Yeah.
Or live in a royal family or something? I need a makeover. What serum is she using to make her hair all of a sudden
God,
so
soft?
Oh my God,
it was silky smooth.
Yeah.
It went from a bird's nest, which is what my hair was like when I would blow dry it. Me and my sister both related to that movie a lot, the pre-makeover in Hathaway. But anyways, I think it's just funny that on the episode that we were planning to talk about our moms, we both came doing the ultimate mom taboo.
Yeah, like if my mom would be like, oh,
yeah.
How could you?
Oh, it's like, wear a hat at least or some shit.
Put a beanie on, you'll catch a cold.
Yeah.
So the tale is that you'll just die.
Nope, yeah, you'll just get sick and die.
You're also not supposed to go to bed with your hair wet.
Yeah, yeah.
God, like, what am I supposed to do? When I'm in Iran, like, multiple family members will attempt to blow dry my hair for me. And I'm like, look, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Really,
and they're just like...
I actually really love that, though. It's kind of comforting. Like, my mom, when my mom would do my hair young, as I, like, I have a very, like, comforting feeling associated with that. Like, even now when I go back home, my mom loves to, like, straighten my sister's hair. And yeah. I mean, I think it's stupid because she's a grown woman. She can do it herself. But I do think that there's a very comforting aspect to that. And my mom, even like when my hair is wet after a shower, she's like, can I brush it for you? And I think it just takes her back to like being like a mom and raising little babies. And my mom loves being a mother. Mm. Like that was like her babies are her world.
That's interesting. My mom is not that way.
Really?
My mom never offers to brush my hair or dry it for me, but she will yell at me to do it. Like I will spend all day her being like, oh, please do something with your hair. And I'm like, woman, leave me alone. Like, if you ain't gonna do it, then I ain't gonna do it.
Well, there was a phase when I was in high school, my hair was really long, and I went through, like, there was, like, a phase in, like, when I was, like, 14, I would straighten it all the time, and then there was a phase after that where I would just, like, let it go. I was, like, a total hippie.
Well, I did that
as
well.
And my mom hated it so much.
I went through a phase where I was straightening it a lot, but, like, I didn't have, like, super nice straighteners, so it would be, like, shitty straighten. Because my mom was always like, you don't need a super nice strainer, like, just, you can style your hair without that, blah, blah, blah. And I was just be like, you bitch. You know, I was like, you're trying to ruin my life! Which she wasn't. She just was like, I ain't spent a hell of money for you.
Yeah.
Just like a frugal-ass Persian lady.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's nice, you driving a nice-ass car, but I can't have a nice-ass hair strainer. It's just
kind
interesting
of funny,
is all.
Like,
it's just interesting.
Yeah. We shared one, I mean, like, because it was me, my two sisters, and my
sisters,
mom.
Yeah.
We all had one strainer that it was like a very, it lasted us for, I want to say like 2 decades. It was a very good strainer.
See, that's the thing. If you put the money down.
Yeah.
I mean, now as I've gotten older, like, I drop money on a hair straightener. But yeah, now as I've gotten older, I don't even give a shit about my hair.
Yeah. No,
like,
me either.
I will roll through, like, have half my head flat because I slept on it and the other half all, like, poofy. And I'd be like, what? I just woke up.
It's a look.
And now that I'm older, like, I've always just woken up because I will sleep at any time because I don't sleep at all. So, like, I'll just, like, all of a sudden be like, damn, I'm just.
I'm surprised you haven't slept on this podcast.
I mean, don't give me any ideas. I will.
Yeah, sorry.
You just
spoiler
like,
alert.
Am I right, Anna? Anna?
Oh,
Anna,
there
wake
she
up.
Goes.
Anna.
Yeah, I love my mom a lot. She's one of the, I mean, seeing her in her truest maternal form, like she, I think that example makes me feel like I can never be a mom because I've never felt that maternal about anything. You know what I mean? I've never wanted to have a child.
You should get a hamster. I'm just joking. I just think that's the one thing you could just look at and be like, I'm trying to feel maternal towards this hamster. I'm trying so hard.
Like, I love animals. I really love animals.
I know.
And
your Instagram stories are insane. You just being like, oh my God. That, like a cat or a dog.
I love them so much, but I think when it comes to responsibility, I freak out.
Really? Because you're pretty responsible.
Yeah, but when it comes to responsibility for a living thing.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit.
I mean, I
think if it was put in your hands and someone was like, here is something you must raise now and feed and make sure it lives, you would be able to do it.
I would be able to do it. I mean, but it freaks me the fuck out.
You wouldn't like wake up and be like, what was I supposed to feed? Like, you wake up every day.
I mean, yeah.
You got here.
I did get here.
You drove your ass over here.
I did get here.
I mean, like, I can barely do that, and I am somehow raising a cat. Like, I own a cat that I've had since it was, like, a baby. And, I mean, yes, he's got emotional issues, just like his mother.
And I love that your mom, I remember you, before your mom went on this recent trip, you told me what she was like, kiss Trim, your cat's name's Trim. Mm-hmm. And she said, kiss Trim for me. And I just thought that was the sweetest thing I've ever read.
My parents treat my cat as if it's their grandchild.
I love that.
Like, literally, they'll be like, when are you bringing Trim home to see us? And you're like, okay, well, I'm coming as well. They're like, sorry, what did you say? They love that cat. My mom always says, kiss Trim for me.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really cute. As if I'm like, okay, here's a kiss from grandma.
You should.
I mean, I do. What do you think? I'm a buddy? I ain't a buddy.
I love that so much. Because until my little sister got a cat, I want to say like three years
ago. You guys have a cute little kitty cat.
Yeah, she got it 3 years ago from a shelter. And my mom was not a cat person. My mom and dad were both like, nope.
The weird thing is,
now they love that cat so much.
That's the exact same thing that happened to my parents. My friend, years back, because we've had that cat for like 7 or 8 years. My dad's cat that we call my parents' cat, Titi. She's this little like Russian blue old lady now. Hates my cat.
Oh,
my cat's too like energetic and young for her. She's an older cat. It was my friend. I had
Russian
a friend
blues
in
are very soft.
Yes, they are.
And they don't shed, which is amazing for households.
For Middle Eastern households.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, for Middle Eastern households.
For your brown parents who are like, everything is dirty all the time. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But I had this friend who went and joined, his family was Israeli, and he left and joined the Israeli army and all that. And he was like, oh, will you take my cat for me?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And I brought it home. My parents were like, the fuck you think this is?
Whoa.
You do not bring pets into our house. And I'm like, oh, my God, relax.
Yeah.
And when we were younger, we had two cats, but I think it was because we were kids, so they were okay with it. But as we got older, like, we, like, weren't really allowed to, like, bring pets inside.
Yeah,
and then so when I brought this cat, they were like, no, it can stay here for, like, a day or two, but then it has to go or it has to sleep outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck no. It's staying in here. It's going to sleep in my bed. Whatever. They treat that cat now as if it, like, it paid for the home they live in. Like, they would be like, oh, I have to go. Titi's at home. I don't want to leave her alone for too long.
Or
my dad's always like, oh, I have to go. Oh, someone has to feed Titi. Or he'd be like, Titi eats what I eat. Like, it's like crazy ass shit. Like,
that's
her name
adorable.
Is originally Nefertiti, but they call her Titi.
Wow. But I love that. Nefertiti is my fucking shit.
Yeah. But they truly, like, I'll be like, and now she's like really mean to me and like hates me because I left her years ago.
Yeah.
Like, probably like, I don't know, like almost like 8 or so years ago. And I have my own cat now. So like I'll bring the cat home and my cat bugs her. My parents always like, oh, tell your cat to leave her alone. She's old lady. She doesn't have energy for this. And I'm like, they're cats.
Yeah.
They're animals.
Yeah.
Like they're, I'm not trying to like, you want to put them in couples therapy? Like what is this?
That's funny.
But truly they like are like, oh, don't be too loud. Titi's sleeping.
That's, I mean, my parents are so similar. Like, my mom, when she went to Egypt recently, she was just, like, worried about the cat the whole time. The whole time. She was like, I just don't want to leave her alone. She loves people. And the crazy part is, we never had pets growing up. I had, like, a bunny for, like, a quick second, but then it's just a lot of responsibility, and my mom was, like, freaking out. But our whole lives growing up, until literally we got this cat, we thought my dad was allergic to cats and dogs, because my mom told us.
Oh, my God.
We thought that was the reason we couldn't have a pet.
Dude, Middle
Eastern
parents,
that was the reason.
They're the king and queens of the scam.
Until literally we got this cat, I had no idea my dad liked animals. And, like, I talked to my dad recently, and I was like, I isn't it crazy you're a cat person? He was like, I've always been a cat person. And I'm like, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Like, he was saying, like,
he would grow up and play with the neighborhood strays and, like, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, you're the sweetest man, and I had no idea. I thought you were allergic and or just didn't want animals, because my mom is very clean and she doesn't want pets. She didn't want pets.
That's how my mom is too.
It's a very Middle Eastern thing to be. But
now my mom calls and asks about the cat before she asks how I'm doing. I'd be like, I was just in a car accident, and she'd be like, whoa, the cat was in the car. What? Like, oh, what?
No, but it's funny because now they'll just send pictures of the cat, like, sleeping on my dad's chest.
Yes, that's my parents do that exact same thing.
I love that so much.
It's They're just so silly.
Because my mom, I think, really came, like, I was really, the cat loves my mom the most. What? And my mom, I think, even was surprised with how much she loved that cat, because when my little sister, like, she, for whatever reason, my mom, and when she thought about cats, she thought a cute cat was, like, a beautiful white regal thing.
Yeah.
And our cat looks like a stray. It looks like a tabby, like a gray tabby. And so I think my mom wasn't like, this isn't a cute cat at first. But now the cat is the sweetest cat ever. And it really, like, made my mom love it.
I think that first they see it as an animal.
Right.
And then it comes and it, like, cuddles them. And they're like, oh, it is so sweet.
Exactly.
And you're like, and then it purrs and like, oh, it likes me. Yeah. And then they're stuck.
Yeah.
They, like, can't. They're, like, you know, like, going and buying the fanciest of food for it. And then, like, telling you to eat actual tuna. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You don't make dinner? They're like, there's a can of tuna. Eat it. And then the cat's literally eating, like, steak. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
I just love that my mom, like, she'll brush the cat every morning. She'll...
she
knows
tail.
Its favorite. The salmon is her favorite.
Yeah.
I just love that my mom... I think I'm really glad the cat exists, because especially since none of us live at home anymore.
It gives them something.
Yeah. And my mom is a very loving maternal person. So if she's able to give that cat a little bit of that, that's amazing.
Yeah, because she's brushing the cat's hair now.
Every
you come home,
morning.
She's like braiding it. Like,
exactly.
What? Like,
straining the cat.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah. I am, like, just amazed how much my, like, I will literally go to eat something. My mom be like, no. I put that aside for the cats.
What?
And you're like,
that's food?
Yeah, little, or like any sort of meat, like chicken, turkey.
Oh, so they don't give it canned
fish.
Food.
They do, but if they're like eating any sort of nice meat, they will also feed the cats the nice meat as well.
Isn't it weird though, thinking about like a cat eating beef? Like, it would never eat that in the wild. It would never eat a cow.
No, but I think because they're house cats, they become like
true.
They my parents spend so much this cat, because she's all like crabby and old, will like go outside and like fight the neighborhood cats and then come up all like beat up my parents, like, oh, we must take her to the hospital. So she's like literally like always like in like just like a nice like hospital, like always being taken care of. I come home, she's got like a bandage across her face.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what happened to her? They're like, oh, she got in the fight again. And you're like, why the fuck do you keep letting her go fight
That's
people?
That's interesting that you got, that your mom lets her outside, because my
they do sometimes, but
she's an indoor cat, the cat at my parents' house. She's very clean. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she always sees the cat looking outside. And so she wants to buy a leash so she can, like, go on the grass. Because she wants it to, like, know what grass feels like. And I think it's so sweet. It's so sweet.
My parents just live in, like, a very nice, white, clean neighborhood. And I mean white. Like, people are literally, like, walking their dogs without leashes white. Like, that level of white where you're like, Jesus
they're
Christ.
They're comfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
They're
just, like, oh,
barefoot.
God, yeah. They're, like, barefoot on, like, long boards, like, old men being like, what?
And your mom probably comments, like, how can they be barefoot? So my mom always comments whenever someone's barefoot or
if
like
if I walk outside barefoot, my mom's like, oh, put shoes on.
Exactly.
Like, okay. And then if I try and come back in the house, she's like,
just like, nope.
Oh, I don't know who you've become.
Do you guys walk with house slippers inside?
Yes, of course we do.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to make sure.
Is that insane? Whenever I'm in Iran, they'll be like, your feet will get cold.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'll put socks on. They're like, but your feet will still get cold. And you're like, okay, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm from California. I can walk around barefoot and not be concerned. But...
I do wear socks all the time, though. I mean,
I have slippers now. I actively have to own slippers in my house. Like,
it's a Middle Eastern genetic
trait. Like, I made my boyfriend, I was like, well, if you're going to come over, you're going to need slippers in the house. And he was just like, what? And I'm like, yeah, well, let's go buy slippers. So we went and bought slippers together because I was like, I had just moved into my new place. I went to Muji.
Oh my God, I love Muji.
Yeah, they have really good slippers there.
You introduced me to Muji.
I'm a strong, like, Japanese basic store kind of gal.
I want to afford everything in that place.
I know, it's expensive. Yeah. I can really only afford slippers and sometimes pillowcases.
I just love that. I think a lot of people aren't aware how similar Asian customs are to Middle Eastern customs because they think that only Asians take off their shoes and are very, very clean and they keep their house like a museum almost.
Like my overall buddy, Sarah Nunu.
Yeah.
Who wears overalls on the weekends. Her parents' house is absolutely spotless. Yep. It's all white. They clean it every like weekend. They do like a full house clean. They have this little white dog that they'll clean its paws in the sink after it goes outside. It's so Maya. Shout out to Maya. It's the cutest, funniest thing, but they keep it goddamn clean.
And Middle Easterners are just like that. Yeah.
My parents will straight up wash the tile floors themselves every weekend, like scrubbing, like gotta keep it clean.
I don't even know what that's called in English. I know what it's called in Arabic. It's called like a, fuck.
Well, I mean, it's the same concept of, like, the Swiffer, but more high-tech.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where you
that's
can,
really
like,
funny.
Pull the lever and it, like, drains it. Yeah, yeah. Same
we grew
idea.
Up, we grew up in a... In, when we went to high school and middle school, our neighborhood was very... Me and my older sister, it was very, like, Filipino and Asian.
Yeah.
And so all of our Chinese friends, whenever we would go to their house, we'd always take off our shoes. So we just grew up thinking it was so normal. Yeah. And they would come to our house, they would take off their shoes. And I think even they were like, wait, you guys do this too?
It is interesting when you go to, like, a white person's house and, like, oh, no, you can keep your shoes on.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I can't.
It's like, this is.
I am
disgusting.
Not trained to keep my shoes on, miss.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of my best friends, her family, like, they don't care. They just walk around. But they also, you know, like, they have dogs. They don't, they live a very comfortable lifestyle. Like, their house is clean, but they're not as
I'm not saying
by stuff like that. Yeah. It's very interesting.
But it is one of my pet peeves if someone, like, is on my bed with their shoes on.
God, I would... Yeah. Absolutely. You just frustrate the shit out of me just now.
Just thinking about it makes me, like, mad.
Who was it? Name names. We'll out them as a shoe wearer on
or
the beds.
Even, or even, like, if... I don't know. I just hate...
No, that's trash. You do not wear shoes on a bed.
But people do that.
Like, my boyfriend will walk around with his shoes actively just to fuck with me.
Oh, my God.
Like, because he knows that it's bothering me. And I'm like, I'll, like, bring his slippers to him and take his shoes off.
White people
and be
shit.
Like, put your slippers on. Because I'm an old Persian lady at this point, right?
That sounds like my mother. That sounds like
come in with a broom and just spank him out. Get out!
Oh, man. I love our moms. They've instilled in us some great things.
I would rather say it's episode 22, like we usually do.
Oh, shit, you're right. Well, I like how we started it. It was very natural.
Yeah.
You don't even have your laptop. I only brought my laptop so we can look at this email we're going to shout out later.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I kind of wanted to go full personal this week because I'm so fucking tired of the news.
I'm going to close my laptop until we go
and I can
that
only
then.
Talk about what a certain rich prince from a certain country I hate, how much money he spent on a certain something or another so many times because he spends a lot of money on shit he don't need.
The news does wear you down, and I can appreciate that. And actually, I really love... In the Marcella episode that happened last week, I really love that she kind of called us out on, called me out on that. And me and Anna both closed, you guys didn't see it because it was a podcast, but Anna and I both, Anna closed her laptop and then I closed my laptop. And it was just a very personal episode. And I really enjoyed that. And I didn't realize how much I would look at my computer when it was open and just like either look for something else to talk about or like make sure I'm talking about all these points in this Google document. But I want this podcast to be
nice
more personal.
Just freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
so
really
my laptop is closed until we talk about the shout out. But yeah.
I produce a daily news podcast. It's just after a while, it's draining. And like this whole week, it was just like dark. It was like,
oh, for sure.
Taxes. It was like fucking
the new words that are banned.
Yeah. Like it was just all this shit. And I just like I just like texted her and like, all right, let's just talk about our shit, like our personal shit. Cause I don't want to think about anything.
I'm always down for that. I mean,
though John Travolta did go to Saudi Arabia and do a live talk show.
What the fuck is that man doing?
Low-key.
Is he still a Scientologist?
Well, yeah, he's like blackmailed in Scientology. Remember that was the whole thing where he was like I think Scientology blackmailed him because, like, in his, like, e-reader meetings thingies, he basically probably revealed that he was gay. And so, like,
I remember that.
I think have, for a long time, blackmailed him and he can't get out. That was in that Lawrence Wright book, Clear, I recall. Yeah. That he's just stuck. He has no choice at this point.
Wait, so he has a show called the Travolta something now?
I don't know. It's just, like, he went there and held, like, a three-hour talk show. I don't think it's, like, an active thing. I think it was, like, a live thing.
Yeah.
And there was also, like, Nelly was there doing a concert.
What the fuck, man? Saudi Arabia's crazy.
Well, they're being like, we're globalists now or bullshit. I don't know. Who cares? John Travolta's so irrelevant. Like, when was the last time you heard about him?
That's true. He's just grasping at straws at this point.
He's just, like, stroking Idina Menzel's face and being, like, too creepy for words.
Well, what did he call her? Wait.
Idina Menzel? Was that her name?
What did he call her, though?
I forget, but I just remember
Adele Nazeem.
Oh, did he said her name wrong and then stroked her face really weird?
Wait, what are you talking about?
There was some award show where they were presenting together and he like...
No, he just said her name very wrong.
But didn't he also like reach over and like stroke her face a few times?
I don't remember that at all.
There was something really creepy where he was just like touching inappropriately. Yeah, I dreamt that.
No,
I thought it happened.
He said her name was Adele Nazeem and then they were just like...
Oh, God, he's such an idiot. He's so checked out from reality.
Yeah.
Like, of course you went to Saudi Arabia.
Fucking trip, man. Yeah. It freaks me the fuck out. I hate that we live in the city where it's just, like, everywhere. But,
Yeah, there's a view of this, the one on Hollywood.
Yeah.
With the yellow sign. We have a view from it from our offices, and we always joke that they're watching us.
It's so fucked.
Anyway, this is an episode about our mommies.
I love my mom.
Okay, so the person who was in Saudi Arabia that I said I wanted to talk about Saudi Arabia, it was my mom. My mom, like, just decided maybe she'd planned this.
But she told you very last
She told me, like, a day before she was going, she's like, oh, I completely forgot to let you know. I'm going to Saudi Arabia. I have to go do my, another pilgrimage to Hajj, Mecca. And I was just straight up like, yo, you can't tell me, like, a day before. I trashed Saudi Arabia on the daily on a podcast. You gotta let a woman know. And she was like, oh, whatever. And she, like, sent me a really weird text before. I had to call her and coax it out of her.
What?
I was like, she sent me a text like, oh, yeah, I'm leaving the country, just FYI, if I don't get back to you. So I call her. I'm like, where are you going? And she's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And I'm like, where the fuck are you going, mama? And she was like, oh, I'm going to Saudi Arabia, you know, with my woman crew. She has, like, a tight group of Muslim ladies.
That's so nice.
And they do everything together. They do like Google Hangout, Quran study and stuff.
Cause that's amazing.
My mom's a high tech Muslim lady.
Yeah.
And so she went and did that and I guess it was fun. And she got back and like texted me and I was like, yo, like, how was it? Do you miss Hajj and all that? And she was like, yes, a lot of mosquito bites. Wish I never left or something like that. And I was, a lot of mosquito bites. It hurt. And then I was like, well, are you glad to be back? She was like, I don't know.
Oh.
I wish I didn't have to leave. And I was like, okay, mama.
Oh. Well, I'm glad she's back in the States,
yeah,
at
I'm
least.
I'm glad she's back, too. I'm going to see her for Christmas time.
Yay!
And she going to love me.
What does your mom think about Christmas?
Not much. My parents don't celebrate Christmas.
Well, I know. Me either, man. But, like, growing up here, what do you guys do during this time of year?
When we were young, my parents would get us a very tiny tree to decorate.
I think
just
adorable.
To give us something to do. Then as we got older... I'd be like, all right, so what'd you get me for Christmas? My mom would be like, what? I didn't get you shit. We all celebrate Christmas.
Well,
I'd be like,
for a
okay.
while, Eid was, like, kind of correlating with Christmas for a while when we were growing up. Like, because it's by a different calendar, so we would have Eid presents instead of Christmas presents.
So that never really worked for us because we'd always just kind of celebrate Iranian New Year, which is in March, first day of spring. So that's, like, when I would get gifts. It was, like, a really weird time. So, like, it was just, like, a time off, and then we would go, like, to a cabin in Tahoe or,
whoa,
like, go camping somewhere.
Fancy shit.
Well, I don't know. They would just, like, take us on trips to get us out of the house. But as we got older, my parents would be like, entertain yourselves.
Did you ever give gifts to your friends?
Yeah, I would give gifts to people. I'm not a big gift giver because I don't really remember anything.
Oh.
That's my problem.
Even Christmas?
Like, I literally had my boyfriend Google what he wanted and send me the exact thing. Like, down to
like
the color
method.
And size of, like, what he needed. And then I was like, okay, now I click order. And he's like, yeah. Like, it's like that sad about how terrible I am. Like, I would say I'm a good gift giver if I put my mind to it. But, like, I just never remember. Like, all of a sudden I'll, like, look at the calendar. I'm like, tomorrow's Christmas. Shit. You know, like, I just don't, think about it enough.
I like gifts that are more... spontaneous, because
nice.
Like for example, when you saw a slingshot in
which I I can't find that
but
slingshot
But I still love
anywhere.
That. I still love that you saw a slingshot and thought I would love it, because it's true. I would love it. Like, I love that you thought of that, of me.
You know
and
what?
I love the idea of I'm starting seeing to something and thinking of someone.
Realize that it might be under one of my seats in my car.
Let's just look right now. Let's go. Yeah, podcast let's, over.
Cut it. We'll go find it. I don't know. It's somewhere in my car for sure. Because it's like, I never took it out of my car. And
I mean, I didn't bring it up for the purpose
of... No.
Of,
yeah, it's driving me crazy. Because, like, I don't get where it could have gone.
Right.
Like, it went from my bag that I brought here to a recording to give you, and then I forgot to give it to you, and then all of a sudden just disappears.
That's weird.
Somebody solve this.
Yeah.
I'm going to need someone to come home
Matt.
To my house and help me find this fucking slingshot I bought for Shireen at a flea market in Portugal.
I just know, but like the idea of that, like that's what I like about gifts. Like when you see something and think of someone and then you buy it. I hate the idea of like an obligation gift, like a birthday or a holiday. It just makes me feel like there's like a pressure.
I have one go-to gift to the teacher that says, I'm no longer with stupid.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because get it? Because it was I'm with stupid, and then I'm no longer with. They had a breakup.
Oh.
Okay. I actually always thought that was funny. I saw that shirt somewhere. I forget where. And then I was just like,
will you give it to a friend before you, like, break up with them?
It is hilarious. No.
Oh.
I give it to myself. I'm like, just so you know, we're not friends anymore.
Did you wear it to the breakup meeting?
And I just give them a shirt that says stupid. I was like, wait, what? No, I'm not that shady. But what if that was my go-to gift for every gift? Like, I have 15 shirts that say I'm no longer with stupid because Anna gets it to me every year.
Yeah.
Actually, that was one really great gift that I gave to my bestie, Jenny. Shout out, Jenny!
Jenny!
I gave her in high school, I gave her an...
Jenny with an I, right? Is that the same Jenny?
Yeah. I gave her an autographed picture of myself, a framed autographed picture of myself that I signed.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's what autograph means. And I just gave it to her. And she, like, had it for so long. I remember she had it on, like, her shelves in college. Like, she just kept it. I wonder if she still has
that. That's hilarious. Was it, like, a cheesy picture of you?
Yeah, it was, like, I made my dad take it. Like, I'm just, like, up against the wall
with
my thumbs out. Like,
I love that.
And I was like,
wait,
hey, Jenny,
one?
My biggest fan.
That's
happy birthday. And I, like, wrapped it and gave it to her. And it was, like, framed super nice. And she's just like, you're a fucking asshole. That's hilarious.
I love that.
That's my personality. You want a framed photo of me that I sign?
I do.
Like a headshot. Like, hey,
I like that
Shireen,
idea.
My biggest fan. So terrible.
I see you every week. That's really funny to me.
You're the head of my fan club.
I don't know. Growing up, I think I gave some gifts to my friends, but there were always gifts that I like. I was really into like stenciling, so I would like.
Oh, nice.
I would like cut out a stencil and then paint it on a shirt or something, or it was always like, or if I did buy something, I tried to make it weird. I don't know, but my parents and I never exchanged gifts. I think my dad really did not like the idea of a Christmas tree because he associated it with like a Christian holiday.
Right.
But I think he eventually came around to realize it was just like very...
Yeah, it's just like a cultural thing at this point.
Even like, I think some of our their family friends or their friends in San Diego, they would like throw holiday parties and they would have a tree there and like a tree.
Yeah.
Even though they're Muslims, but they would have like a Muslim star and a Muslim moon and a star on the top.
Right.
Instead
of like a nice decoration.
Yeah. Because it is very like, there's something very festive about it.
It's like a festivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I always remember we'd always get the same thing from my dad. We'd get him a tie or we'd get him his cologne because he'd already needed it.
Same.
Or like my mom would just be like, here's some hair dye he wanted that I bought. Just give him that. And we'd be like, Dad. And he'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like stupid shit that he already needed, like razors.
I remember going to like to the mall, just like picking out shirts with my mom or like ties or cologne or something. I remember this one year, I don't know if it was for Father's Day or for Christmas, but I gave him like a coupon book of like things he could use, like one free, like, I don't know. Like,
and he's like, oh, perfect. This would be good to set a fire with.
I remember I was really proud of myself one year. I must have been like in elementary school, but I made him a card that looked like a tie.
Oh my god, I did that too.
Maybe it was like an assignment or something?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was
it? Was like a shirt tie thing.
Yeah!
That was a thing. You could like color it yourself.
Exactly! And mine was blue.
I think I did a blue tie and a checkered shirt.
Because my dad loves the color blue. Mm. Probably because it's the color
I feel like that's like in like a
eyes.
Teacher's handbook. They're like, okay, today is card that looks like a father's shirt and tie. Dang. All right. Yeah, you guys call this up. Give it to your fathers. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, that takes care of today.
I remember this one year for Mother's Day. Was it her Mother's Day or her birthday? But I gave my mom, it was a box that I found online, and you open it, and it looks like a big gold ring, and you pull the ring out, and it's the handle of a mug. And it's just, it looks really stupid.
I'm trying to imagine.
It's like a thick ring, and then you pull out the thing, and it's attached
it's
to
like
this, like
a giant ring.
Yeah, it's like it just looks cheesy, but I thought it was so funny, and I remember giving it to her, and she was just, I don't think she was as amused as I wanted her to be, but it's still just sitting in the back of the cabinet somewhere in my parents' kitchen, never used.
That's really funny, because my mom is one of the most unamused people I've ever met. Yeah. Like, there's nothing you could give her that she'd be like, oh my God, that would move her. Like, she has a very dry sense of humor. Kind of like, I mean, it explains a lot about myself, but she's just very dry and she's very sarcastic. That's her whole thing. Like, yeah, okay. So there's like nothing. I don't even honestly like have any real memories of giving my mom gifts because like it was just a kind of a thing that she just didn't accept gifts.
Yeah.
Like you just didn't get her a gift because she was just
not going to.
Like she just like you could.
She's apathetic.
Yeah, she's very apathetic to gifts. So it's like to a point where like. You wouldn't even know what to get her. Like,
right.
When I go to Iran or, like, travel, I always get her, like, shawls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's always like, oh, thank you.
My mom is very particular about her, what she wears, though. So when I buy something for my mom and she likes it, I feel so fucking validated. Like, I remember this one year I got her these, like, jade earrings or something. And she loved them. And I was like, great, I score for me. When I was younger, I remember... But, like, the thing is, even if she does not like your gift, my mom will never throw it away. Like, the mug I got her. I remember when I was in middle school, we were shopping at Ross, and I saw these, like, beautiful, these, like, glass bottles that you could put, like, perfume or something in. Like, they were, like, very, like, I don't know what's the word.
They're like
glass blown almost in a way. Like they were just like swirly or like.
It's like the same concept as like old fashioned style, like perfume.
Yes,
things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I got her those and we were shopping at the same time together. So I had to be really sneaky about it and like go to like hide it in my jacket and like after I bought it.
Yeah.
And she still has them on her vanity. Even though I was like 12 when I got them for her. And I like the idea that she probably looks at it and thinks of me, even if she doesn't use them. Because I think that's what she likes. I think for her, it's truly the thought that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the most recent thing I got her some shawls from Iran from earlier this year. And then I got her, like, a babushka doll.
Ooh.
From, like, Poland. You know,
I love that.
You can open up
yeah, I love those.
On. And even that, she was like, oh, thank you.
I was real lazy this year for my mom's birthday. My mom's birthday is very close to both of my sister's birthdays.
Yeah.
And so, and I was working on a CoverGirl commercial the entire month of August and most of September. So I just got them a ton of CoverGirl makeup.
That's good. See, the thing is, my mom doesn't really wear jewelry and she doesn't really wear makeup.
Yeah.
She's very like, has her thing. Like, she has like nice glasses, but it's like, I could never pick out glasses for her, you know?
Right.
And like, she has her nice sunglasses, but she's very basic in that way, or like, she's not super high maintenance in a way that I could spend money on her. Like, she's high maintenance in the way that she's very picky about what she wears.
Same with
and,
my
like,
mom.
Her shoes and stuff.
Yeah, my mom
like, she always has
shoes.
To wear, like, a certain style of, like, wedge heel. That's her whole
Same
thing.
Same here!
And so, I know, it's like an old Middle Eastern lady. They all wear, like, wedges.
I love it so
They
much.
Love wedges so
I,
bad.
I think of my mom when I see those.
Yeah, I think of my mom when I see those, too. Yeah. I will be like, oh, there's a little wedge. Oh,
there's
little
a shoe my mom would like.
Yeah. Exactly. You're like, oh, my mom would wear that.
Yeah.
And so I can't, there's nothing I can ever like buy her for like.
For real.
Yeah. You know, like I always buy her shawls because, you know, I mean, hey, if she wants to travel to Iran, she could have a nice rusati or like, you know, headscarf. But she doesn't wear that in America. Like, she rarely wears scarves. She lives in California, you know? She has like a nice coat that she'd wear if she really wants to stay warm.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really I could get her.
I do really think it's interesting how, at least, I would love to meet your mom, but my mom. Really, even like her whole life, she was a very stylish person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
we've seen.
Yeah. What?
I said, we've seen.
Oh, yeah. She's a very stylish woman. Very, and I think when she was covering her hair, she kind of lost some of that.
Yeah.
And then when she uncovered her hair again, it was almost like this like rebirth of herself. And she was like, I'm finally who I am again. Like, who I wanted. I think she really expresses herself through her hair or her makeup or her whatever. She loves her hair, and I think it's so cute to see my mom express herself that way because, I don't know, it's just interesting to, to see someone go through life that way. Like, I remember my mom, when she was covering her hair, she wore very neutral stuff, mm-hmm. very basic colors, or like she would always she wasn't wearing a hijab, she would wear one of those hats. I don't know if you remember, like, yeah. there's like caps that women would wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them had a brooch on the middle or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like their way of trying to style it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because so even those, like, they represented how my mom was trying to, like, express herself and be yeah. different. And when she finally uncovered her hair again, I just, seeing my mom evolve like that really makes me kind of, like, really realize, like, for a while I thought, like, once you hit a certain point, you're, like, just, like, an older person. But, like, you can change so much, even in your 30s or your 40s. And my mom really did. I think she looks even younger than she did 10 years ago because she's so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, but your mom doesn't cover her hair, right?
No, mom's never covered her hair.
Yeah.
I think it's what my mom is the oldest out of everyone in her family.
Whoa.
And I think she also had a lot of responsibility, and she's the one that, like, left and came to America. So mm-hmm. she's always been very, like, career-oriented, like, always just, like, working yeah. and, like, hustling and doing her thing. So she never really focused... Like, her style is, like, she's like me. She just wears all black.
Yeah.
For the
How
most part.
How many siblings does your mom have?
Oh, girl.
Because my mom was the
Six
third
sisters
oldest.
And four brothers.
I Whoa! Believe. It's even bigger than my mom's
but
family!
It's actually kind of crazy because my grandpa is a bit of a sly dog, if you will. She's the only one from her mom. So my grandma and my
Whoa.
Grandpa only had her.
That's like some scandalous shit back
right.
then.
And then they got divorced, and then my grandma remarried. And so my mom has some siblings from her mom having more kids. And she has siblings from her dad having more
yeah.
kids. And my grandpa, let me tell you about Mr. Host, or his name wasn't Host, name, Mr. Bobak. This guy, so he married my grandma's sister afterward.
Shit.
So some of my mom's half-sisters are also her cousins.
Holy crap.
And then he went and had, like, two wives at one point. Yes,
Holy
Mr. Polygamy in the house. This is yeah. really funny. You bring up polygamy to my mom, she's like, no comment. It's like all very telling of why my mom got the fuck out of Iran.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like, okay. And you kind of see it now, like, when I go visit my grandpa, like, he loves my mom.
Yeah.
Like, he adores my mom. But I think they had a very difficult relationship for a very mm-hmm. long time, because my mom, I think, was just, like, next level progressive, very smart, and was just mm-hmm. like, there's nothing here for me.
Right.
I'm going to America, and I'm going to make myself, you know, a career. And now she's, like, a ballin' electrical engineer, and
yeah.
can't fuck with her. And,
That's
you know,
amazing.
She made all her own money. But, like, now my grandpa's, like, constantly, like, trying to give her money. And she just has no interest. She's like, I don't want
That's
your money.
That's probably the only thing he can think to do for her.
Yeah, he's always, like, here, like, he gave me money and was just like, you know, I just want to give you something because, like, your mom won't accept anything from
yeah.
me. And so you should take the money and, like, split it with, you know, whatever. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I took the money.
That's
like,
interesting.
I ain't,
yeah.
no, I ain't above that.
Yeah.
Grandpa giving me money is like, yeah, thank you.
My mom is the third oldest from her family, but she's the oldest girl.
Uh-huh.
And so I think in a lot of Middle Eastern families, the oldest girl has the responsibility of taking care of the parents.
Right.
And she definitely took care of her parents, my grandparents, the most out of any of her siblings.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. My mom, too. Like, all her siblings, all my aunts and uncles go, you know what? Your mom raised me.
Yeah.
And that's when you're like, oh, so that's why she is the way she is because she was literally, like, her whole life just, like, taking care of everyone
exactly.
and then left
yeah.
and had to take care of herself in a country where she didn't know the language,
yeah.
didn't know anyone. Because she met my dad in America, so she
yeah.
just fucking bounced. Her best friend was here already going to school, so she's had one person. And that was it. And just, like, the two of them against the world. And then they, like, made their lives. And
that's crazy.
It's kind of surreal.
Yeah.
To think.
No, I really admire my mom for that reason. Like, when my grandparents got older, she, even though she, I think her relationship with her parents was very strained, she always had this, like, duty. Like, they're my parents, I'll take care of them.
Right.
And so now they love my mom. They love mm-hmm. her so much because she was the child that, like, kind of gave them the most love in their older
yeah.
years when they really needed someone. And she would take them to doctor appointments. She like, saved them from
yeah.
living on their own. And her other siblings took note, and now they're doing the same. But I think my mom is one of the most forgiving, generous people I've ever met, just because I don't know, like, her dad wasn't the greatest, her
yeah.
mom wasn't the greatest, but she can put that all aside and just be caring still.
Yeah, I know, it is interesting when they come here and then they're still able to maintain that relationship and care. Like my relationship, or see, my mom's mom is just the sweetest. I just want to cradle my grandma sometimes. She's so adorable and she's gotten a lot older and she's sicker and she lives in a house or an apartment with, like all, but basically like her daughters are just always there. And it's like to see the relationship between my mom and my grandma, like my grandma gets so happy when she sees my mom and they look exactly the same.
That's hilarious.
So it's like kind of funny to see when she sees my mom because her, husband, my like step grandpa like died like a year ago. So she's like really just, it's just her. And then she has her daughters who take care of her. And it's like so sweet to see when she sees my mom and my mom just like, that's her, I don't know. It kills me. It's like, they look exactly the same. They're both these tiny little ladies.
That's so sweet.
And they're like together. And my little grandma, who literally she's so small, I could fit her in my palm and my hand. And she had my mom when she was 16.
Shit.
It's her first daughter, her oldest daughter. It's like literally her,
it's like
her
like
pride
girls.
And joy in a way. Yeah. I mean, she had more kids after that, but it's like, you never forget the first.
No.
You never forget your first. That can apply to many places in life, but I don't know. It's just like a really cute, sweet relationship, and she like really likes my dad, and we always just like give her so much shit for that. Like this guy,
like, my grandparents are obsessed with my dad because they see him as this. Because my dad is also the best, but in terms of the rest of their children, they've been very like volatile marriages in my mom's side of the family. And my dad has always been this very, he loves my mom's parents.
Yeah.
And they lived at our house for the most of, like, a lot of my life.
Yeah.
So they really, I think, appreciate him for that. And every time they're at our house, they, like, they kiss his hand and they're just like, I don't know. There's a very loving aspect. Like, they think of him as their own son.
Yeah. My grandma came and stayed with us when she got a visa back in the day when I was in elementary school. Yeah. She stayed with us. And I don't feel like I appreciate it enough when I look back. Because I was, like, young and I was like, man, another person's trying to control me.
Yeah. That's what you think when you're growing up, though.
But
it's funny, though. Like, my uncles, like, I have two uncles right now in San Diego. And my mom and dad live in San Diego. And one of my uncles will, like, my mom and that uncle are so close, and he always says, like, yeah, your mom raised me. Like we were, like, there was, like, nine of us, and we were all fucking around. Like, our mom was at work teaching, our dad was always away, so all we had was each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Parents always, it's kind of the same, like, surreal thing of, like, the parents are away, and the older kid raises the younger kids. That's why when I'm in Iran, it's like, I look a lot like my mom when she was my age. And so they all, like, lose their minds.
Right.
And they all just want to take care of me and do everything for me. Like, they just literally want to be with their sister, you know?
I want to see, like, a photo of, like, you, your mom, and your grandma.
We all look alike.
I want to see that.
I'm the tallest, obviously, because I'm, like, 5'5", and they're all, like, 5'2", and my grandma's probably, like, 5 feet at the
most.
And so, but her brothers, okay, my mom and her brothers look exactly alike as well. Whoa. And they're not from the same mom. Like,
that's
these
so
two moms, or these two brothers are from a different mom, but they're all from the same
dad.
And they just, they wait, like, when I go visit, I tend to go to Iran with my dad because my mom is, and I haven't traveled to Iran with my mom in a while. And I always go with my dad because my dad's retired, so he just goes. So, like, it's easier just, he has more time to do things. My mom is very, like I said, she's very into her career. And, it was just, to see them, like, just to, like, see them, like, laugh. And I'm like, holy shit, that's how my mom laughs. It's so surreal. Because it's
weird,
just, like, you're looking at your mom in, like, male form. And you're like, that's her younger brother.
Right.
Like, that's my mom's younger brother. And you think of, like,
crazy.
Your own siblings. And you're just like, damn.
Yeah.
So surreal. And you're like,
I feel the same way about my uncles and my aunts. It's so strange.
Yeah. I've, like, tried to tell them, like, you look just like my mom. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
But then they're like, you look just like your mom. And I'm like, oh, we're blood.
Yeah.
Family.
I remember there's a very certain laugh. Like, my mom's maiden name is Mahli, and I remember there's a Mahli laugh, like a cackle, and they all have the same kind of, like, it's just so funny how families are.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I do want to call my mom, though. Should I call her and ask her about the holidays?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to dial her up.
Shireen's mom.
My mom was very nervous about. I warned her because I knew she would get nervous, and she doesn't want to make a fool of herself. But I told her that's impossible because she's just the most sweetest, cutest person. Okay, it's ringing. Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Shushu.
Shushu.
Yeah, that's my mom's nickname.
Hi, Shushu.
Hi, Mama. Me and Anna are sitting here in the studio talking about our favorite people, our mommies.
Yes.
Wow.
And I want to talk to you, because the holidays are coming up, I want to talk to you about coming here as an immigrant, how you thought, like, what did you think of American holidays?
Now or when
I mean, now and back then. So when you first came, what did you think?
I always liked it, you know, to be honest with you. I love the holidays. I love the music. You know, it's really weird, but I love, like, Christmas songs.
Well, I remember your ringtone for a long time was Last Christmas. I just remembered that.
I really enjoy the holidays, especially for me, because we don't celebrate Christmas, so the pressure is off. I don't have to go and buy gifts.
Yeah.
I just can enjoy it. Yeah. I just enjoy it. I go
you enjoy the atmosphere. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Well, without the pressure of being, you know, I have to buy stuff and buy things to my family member or anything.
That's so true. That's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you remember growing up when Eid was kind of like the same time as Christmas, and we would like have Eid presents, or like we would
was that
weird for you, or was that like cool? Like,
no, it's nice. It's always nice when Eid and Christmas come together. It's very nice.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, but it doesn't happen like maybe once every, I think, 10 years.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I just remember it happened one time when we were in middle school or high school, and it just it's a very clear memory for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
I remember that. It was nice. I really like the holidays. It's hard to go to the, you know, go shopping. I hate driving. You know, there's no parking spaces and stuff. Beside that, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. I love that you love the holidays. I remember I don't know how I completely forgot that Last Christmas was like your favorite song ever.
No, I really like it. Even in the radio, when they put the Christmas song, I just look for like Christmas songs and stuff.
Yeah.
It put me in a very good mood.
So you don't associate it. You don't associate it with Christianity.
It has nothing to do with Christianity. That has nothing to do with Christianity. Because back home in Syria, when we were little kids and growing up, everybody celebrated Christmas not because it's a Christian holiday, because it's the New Year's coming.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And we have instead of Santa, we call him Papa Noel.
Oh yeah.
Papa Noel would go and we would like get present from him, you know. So we go to the store, and the store owner, usually dressed like a Papa Noel, we buy the present, and then he delivered them at home, you know, to the houses.
Wait, does Papa Noel look like Santa Claus?
Exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
He's exactly the same, but we call him Papa Noel. So it has, you know, we never associated with the Christian people. You know, we have Christian back home, but everybody celebrate that the Christmas. We don't call it Christmas. We call it the New Year or whatever.
So it's more like a tradition. It's not about religion. It's just tradition.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think it's always been like this, even in the States.
Yeah. No, that's true. It is very much like holidays are so disassociated now with religion. It's just, I mean, there are some people that are like, put the Christ back in Christmas, but those people are annoying.
Yeah. Everybody celebrate Christmas. They don't go to church, but still celebrate Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Even the Christian people. Just like us, like in the Muslim world, everybody go to Eid prayer.
Yeah.
They never prayed, they never fast, they never do anything. But when it's Eid, which is, you know, our holiday, they go to the mosque.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah,
it brings it together. Yeah, it brings everyone together.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. What else do I want to talk to you about? Do you have any questions for my mom, Anna? We did come to the studio, Anna and I, with our hair wet today, and I told her my mom would not like that.
No, I wouldn't.
My mom wouldn't like it either.
Yeah, Anna's mom is the same.
Yeah, we have this myth, like, you're going to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's, I say, it's the old Middle Eastern mother's tale. Yep. You can't do that.
Yeah. Don't do it again, Shireen.
Okay. I love you so much.
I love you, Amri.
So, can you just say my nickname again, just for the record?
Shushu?
Shushu.
Oh, that's amazing.
I just love it.
My Shushu.
Oh. I posted a Throwback Thursday photo of my birth this past week. It was my parents and me, and my mom commented this. The comment, she said, it was 14 hours of labor, oh, emergency C-section, but the moment I saw your angelic face, it all evaporated.
Oh, that's
sweet. And I just love that so much. I love that you took the time to write
I
that.
I was a C-section baby too.
Really?
Yeah.
Emergency?
I don't remember if it was emergency, but I was definitely C-section.
Do you want to tell them how I was an emergency C-section?
Go ahead. Be my guest.
I flipped on April Fool's Day.
Oh.
I was supposed to be a regular thing, and then they looked down, and they saw my butt or my foot or something, and they're like, oh, she's coming out one way or another, and it was April Fool's Day, and it was a big prank.
Mm-hmm. You got us.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you a lot, Mama.
I love you more.
Thanks for being on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Thanks for
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you, Mama. Bye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Real quick, my mom is so antisocial. Can we call her and see if she'll even speak?
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, you guys are going to get a real take of my mom.
Wait, here, take this headphone
thing. A sassy lady.
So we're going to try to call Anna's mom now.
Yes, and I cannot promise that my mom will be nice or willing to speak on this podcast. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to call the house phone first because it's 7, so by now she's probably already put her phone away.
Oh my god.
So,
I love that our parents love house phones.
Yeah. My dad will answer and I'll have to, like, egg him on to answer or give the phone to my mom. Maybe my mom will answer. Or maybe no one. Acting like they ain't home right now.
Caller ID that shit. They're like,
hi, you speak to host.
That's my voice.
And Nefertiti's home. Message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Nefertiti's
so that's
home.
That's me.
Nefertiti's home.
I was trolling. I changed that voicemail without telling them.
Oh my
and it
God.
Took them like a good year before they were like, wait a second. All right, we're going to try her cell now. See, this is what I mean. My parents are so shady. Let's see if this goes.
Okay.
Like, you guys are in this with us now, just hoping our parents answer. So, see what I mean? Mom is a sassy frass. She's ignoring my phone calls.
Maybe she's praying.
Oh, maybe.
Your call has been...
Oh, my God.
You see this shit? You see
maybe
this?
She'll
my
call
mom
you back.
Is
maybe
so difficult to get a hold of. You know what? No. This ain't over. My dad is probably standing right next to her.
Oh, my God.
We don't make him give her the phone.
I wonder if your dad's on Instagram.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, are you with Mom?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Hand her the phone, please.
Hello.
Mom, it's me, it's Hi. Anna.
She has this.
Speak English, please. You're on my podcast.
Hi.
Shireen's here.
Okay, how are you guys doing?
God, Mom, be happier. Where are you guys right now? I called your cell phone, you didn't answer.
Oh, you called your my cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, we are in my Parvi's house. You know Parvi's, Danny, dad of Danny.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we are in a friend's house.
You're at a friend's house?
Nice to talk to you.
Honest.
Shireen's here, too.
Okay, Parvi, salam mirasuna.
Mom, English, please.
I'm not Persian.
Well, why are you calling me right now?
See what I mean? Sassy.
We're talking about our moms.
Why
and how
are you
much
calling
we...
me right now?
See what I mean? This is what I mean. Full sass.
Because Anna and I were talking about our moms and...
Yeah, I wanted to call and see if you'd even talk to us, but I said there's a chance that you would not talk to us.
Oh, sorry, because... It's a bad time, bad situation at this moment.
Mom.
You want me to talk to you?
Yeah, I always want you to talk to me. You trying to get off the line now?
don't you guys have nothing better to do?
No, honestly, no, we don't.
We don't have anything better to do. My mom is straight shading us right now.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You can go, but just FYI, you've hurt my feelings. I'm just joking.
Nice to talk to you. I hope we could talk another time.
Real quick, can you answer quickly? How was Hajj?
Ooh, good.
Oh, pretty good. It was really good. Interesting. For me, it was good. But for somebody else,
was it your second time? Was it your second time? Was it your second time?
Yeah. That second time. Yeah.
Why do you say for someone else it wasn't good? That was like a really weird statement.
Because you had to believe in it and you want to enjoy it. That's what. If somebody doesn't like it and tired and doesn't believe it, so they don't enjoy it.
Name names.
It's a beautiful experience if you let it be.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. I like it. I love them.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to come home.
Yeah, yeah. You still told us.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it. Sorry we bothered you. Say hello to everyone for me. Why are you at Parvis's house?
Well, they invite us for tonight, so we came here.
Okay, that's cool.
Whole bunch of friends and families here.
Yeah,
I don't know if you...
How come I didn't get invited?
You were invited, but you're too far away.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling and, I mean, answering and being on this.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling us. Sorry, it's a bad situation. I wish I could talk more.
No, you don't. You don't wish. No, you're so happy you could get off the phone right now.
Enjoy your party or your time.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You guys have a good night too and enjoy your time too.
Oh, Mom, guess what?
What?
I came here with my hair wet.
Hair wet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I left the house with my hair wet.
It's okay. It's too hot over there, I guess.
Wow. Okay, fine. I was hoping you'd get upset with me like you usually do.
Well, that's okay. No problem. Okay,
no,
bye.
Look at you. You're cool now. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Okay, so that's a little taste of what it's like to be my mother.
That was amazing.
She shaded us like four times.
It was almost like an opposite interaction. It was like when we called our dads, how your dad was like really like
talkative.
And then like my dad was like kind of like not as much.
Yeah, trying to move it along.
Yeah.
It's a bad situation. You're at a party.
Yeah,
relax.
That sounds like they're like doing some shady fucking shit.
You're just at a friend's house. No, that's my mom's way of like just being like, no.
Just like, I don't want to talk right now.
You have nothing better to do? Like, mom.
That was really funny.
This is going out to the people.
I love that my mom was like, don't go outside with your hair wet again. And your mom was like, well, you're grown.
Your mom had no energy to just scold me. She's like, look, I'm at a party.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I love our moms. I'm so sad that I did that wrong. So I fucked up the whole headphone jack thing. I hope you guys can hear my mom still because she's adorable.
You'll be able to.
Yeah.
Matt, the engineer, is giving us a thumbs down. Just kidding. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up. That was fun.
That was great. I really love our mom.
Next time,
I just feel happy now.
We'll try and get my mom in a better moment. Catch her at a good time, she'll sass the shit out of us.
She was already really, like, underhandedly
sassy. She's talking shit. She's talking shit.
You have nothing better to do with your time.
See, I told you. Now you wonder where I came from? That was the woman that raised me. Like, she was just like, move it along. Business to do.
We were, like, talking, and she was like, okay, bye.
She answered the question with, okay, bye. It's like, no, we're not done yet here.
Wait, did she think I'm Persian? Is that why she started talking in Persian when I said hi?
No, I think she just doesn't give a shit.
Oh, okay.
She really does not give a shit. That's sweet. You're Syrian.
Even though my name is Shireen?
Yeah, because we've talked about
you. Oh, okay.
They know you exist.
I know they know I exist, but I don't know if they know I'm Syrian. Because, like, my name is Shireen, so
true.
It's confusing for them.
But they
maybe.
Know.
Okay, cool.
Because, like, they know what our whole shtick is.
Yeah.
One Syrian, one Iranian. Will they ever get along?
For those of you that don't
know, that's our sitcom.
For those of you that don't know, my name is Shireen, but it's a Persian name.
Yeah, it means sweet in Farsi.
So a lot of the times when I meet someone that's also if I meet someone that's Iranian, they assume I'm also Iranian because of my name.
In your eyebrows.
And my eyebrows.
She's got Persian eyebrows.
Oh my god, I just feel happy when I talk to my mom.
Yeah. So my mom just got back from Saudi Arabia like a few days ago.
Yeah.
She was like, it was good for me, but not some people. I was like, name names.
She was talking shit.
She was actually talking shit about one of her friends. I can feel it. You guys, I will call her later and I'll find out
research.
Who she was talking shit about and I'll report back next week.
That's
so hard?
Someone that was probably sitting like
some people.
She was probably looking at the person as she was saying it.
Yeah, she's so rude.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I had a good time, but
they're like in the kitchen doing dishes or something. Yeah. You're like,
yeah. So funny. She's just like, yeah. Underhanded, so it's so hard. It's like, wait, what? Weird.
Then you got, you know, you gotta want it.
Yeah.
Unlike some people.
You're gonna wanna have to be there.
Yeah. Okay, mom. I didn't understand fucking yeah. pilgrimage was a click.
She's making it like the mean yeah, girl of the house.
She was like, I had a good time.
Yeah, unlike mm-hmm. Becky over there.
And the Mean Girls yeah. of Hosh is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Can we write that? The
yes,
Mean Girls of
100%.
Hosh?
Girls Trip Hosh.
Mean Girls of the Pilgrimage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
The Mean Girls of Mecca is hilarious.
Mean Girls of Mecca?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
My mom is one of them. Who knew?
That's great.
Your mom would be one of the ones who's like, I don't like her attitude. She's mean to everyone for no reason.
They're speaking like to the camera. Like, yeah. What are those called? Those,
the confessionals.
Confessionals, yeah. That's really funny. She's like, I don't like her attitude.
Yeah.
She thinks God loves her so much more than everyone else.
She thinks she loves God so much more than everyone else.
Yeah.
She thinks her and God's relationship is, like, better. But, like, I see it for what it really
yeah.
is.
And she was late to prayer yesterday. Yeah.
She wasn't wearing all white like she was supposed to.
And her nails were painted. My mom, oh, my God, speaking of that, my mom yesterday when I was talking to her, was it yesterday or the day before? But I called her and she was like, Shireen... Or shushu. She said,
shushu.
She said, I was painting, I got my nails done the other day, and it's this dark color that's, it's almost black, but it's red, and I just, I thought of you, and I got warm inside.
Aw, she's like, my little gothic daughter.
Exactly. My little emo child.
Like, oh, cool, darkness reminds you of me.
Right. Right.
Hmm.
She did send me an article a while ago, being like, I hope this doesn't happen to you, but it was like 40 and still single.
Oh my God.
That fucked me up for a while.
Like, oh, thanks, Mom.
No, she didn't mean it. She said that something I had said reminded her of something that was in the article, but like,
doesn't help.
When she sent me it, it was just the headline with the thumbnail, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like the saddest image of this like woman all by herself and like, just be,
she's like, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What? I think it was something like, I'm like 50 or 40 years old and I've never had a relationship. And she was like, I hope this doesn't happen to you. I'm like, yeah, me too. Me too. Same here.
Oh my God.
But my mom is, I think that's like a thing with parents, Middle Eastern parents, is very blunt.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Very blunt.
Something I've learned.
But my mom is the best. In
no that. Hold bars in my household.
Yeah. I think that's a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
hope you guys enjoyed our mom talk.
Yeah, look, we made it personal.
Yeah.
We took Shireen's dad's note.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Baba.
Thanks, Baba.
Baba Eunice.
Baba Eunice.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed episode 22. There's nothing special about being 22, except for maybe you're almost done with college or some shit.
Except for maybe... Is it? Oh, no, it's 23. Nobody likes you. That Blink-182.
Oh, right. Lyric. You're almost 23.
22, no one likes you either.
22, boo-hoo.
All right.
Yeah.
You gonna bite that ass?
I bite that ass.